Welcome to Site 4. You should be looking across the street at double glass doors with the street number 616 above it. When you look at either side of the door, do you see how the appearance of the building subtly changes? It's as if there's a line dividing the building in half. This is the line of demarcation between the original building and the newer building additions. The lower five floors of the new addition were added in the late 1920s. The top two floors were added in the 1940s. The new additions are very plain compared to the original structure. This is because money was tight during the times the additions were built. The government decided to keep the overall style of the new additions consistent with the original structure, but without all of the carved ornamentation that would have added greatly to the cost. Now, turn your attention to the door. Imagine that it's 1969. The Vietnam War is well underway, and opposition to it is growing. The Selective Service, a federal agency and tenant of the building, is responsible for drafting young men to fight in the war, even as protest against it spread across America. On September 26, 1969, at approximately 2:30 in the morning, an explosive device went off in the lobby behind the door you see before you. It is believed that the people who planted the bomb thought they were bombing the Selective Service offices. No one was ever arrested for this crime. Damage to the building cost approximately $100,000. Let's move on to the final location of our walking tour. Please make your way to Site 5 by walking north on Jefferson Street, approximately 20 feet. When you look at the U.S. Courthouse and Federal Building, you will see three sets of arched windows. The middle set has three large windows. The sets on either side have four small windows. Please stand across from the middle set of windows. You'll know you're standing at the right spot if you're by parking space number 2536. Please pause the recording now and restart it when you've reached Site 5.